Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God has so many things to say to us. The Lord needs people in many different ways, The Lord needs people to be varied. He needs us to be, he needs so many different things. There are so many types of anointings. When you do the work of God, don't limit him. Allow him to use you. Do what he say. Don't try to mold yourself into the form of other people. The Lord is doing things so much better. He always had a goal. And this is the way it should have been all along. But people have traditionalized God and made narratives out of parts of his word that they stick to and won't budge. Now, it's all right when it comes to salvation. But when you yield to the Holy Spirit, you're more precise, you're more appropriate, and more people can be won to the Lord if we can be adjustable to his will. This is why following God is so important. When I say follow God, I mean follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Don't limit yourselves. Don't limit yourself to the will of others. Don't limit yourself to a tradition. Whatever God tells you to do is going to be holy. It's going to be full of love. Love is first. It's going to be full of love. It's going to be holy. And it's going to be wise. Because he's going to help you fulfill a current need. People have been hurt by traditional churches. And if people don't fit the ways of the traditional church, then they're out. And good people are lost that way. Because traditional churches don't require you to love deep. You get people to come to church, they tell you to walk in love, that's right. But the intricate things that we can be doing, they leave it off. It's not on the table. So when you follow God, he's gonna send you to people that are hurting, that need help. He's gonna help you say what's necessary. A lot of the concerns that people have currently in churches, I've been to church all my life and it's not addressed. Many things are not addressed. What people are going through and the sermons I've heard, some things are not addressed. And I can give you several simple things that's not addressed well. You know, when I had to learn to kill temptation, I didn't learn that in church. I heard nothing about those things. They just said don't sin. Well, I didn't know how things work. And when I felt tempted, I took it to the Lord. And the Lord taught me. And because people don't teach in the church, it's almost taboo to mention it. But people are going through things that's not addressed in church, and then they don't know where they fit. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't want to live a double life, so eventually they just stop going. A lot of things were misunderstood. I've been to churches where the Lord sent many ministers, but the pastor didn't utilize them. And people had needs. And some of these ministers were progressive. And they would have learned some things if they had the right guidance. All people have to do is go in prayer. And the Lord can reorganize everything. But first you have to be the type of person that's adjustable. You can't be a person that don't budge. And you overtalk God and do it your way. And people do overtalk God because he spoke to Elijah in a still small voice. But some people's will is too strong and their voice is too loud. And I'm talking about their human spirit. And they won't budge. And they continue to do things traditionally. They do what they saw their predecessors do. They do what's accepted. And then they're trying to keep people on board to keep the bills paid. when if you follow God, you won't have to do all the squirrely stuff people do. You won't have to have all those cake sales. A lot of things you won't have to do because people will have grown and they'll be contributors. And people will learn to stop being so needy. The reason people remain needy after 30 years is because they're not growing. People have the same current problem all the time. They go to pastors for counseling with the same thing without growing up. They need to be the counselors, and they still getting counseled. Why? Because people are headstrong. You can't be headstrong to God. You got to listen. If you give him your attention, a lot of things will fall off your life. If you give God your attention, demons will fall off your life. They won't be able to attach to your life. And everything God ever taught me, the way to do things, it was always easy. It wasn't complicated. It wasn't something I had to wrestle with for years. He taught me what to do, and I did it, and I was free. I felt light as a feather. And when you talk about it, a lot of people, they can't relate to that, and they think you're lying. They feel the way they do, but I'm walking on cloud nine because I've been in the presence of God and learned what he had to say. If you give God your attention, not only will he show you how to undo the works of darkness, but he'll show you how to thrive in the works of light. And many things are not addressed. People are about to be divorced because of simple things, because of what they don't understand. And then the children have to deal with it. And then when they see other families eating dinner at the restaurant together, talking and laughing, having a good relationship, they feel out of place because their parents fight and argue all the time and they can't get along. But they don't talk about it because it's embarrassing. People don't talk about embarrassing things. They just try to deal with it. But God is looking at his people hurt, and nope, and he can't get the attention of some pastors and some men of God and some women of God. But when you yield to the Lord, things won't get by you. You know, I know how it is. My nephews, both of my sisters got divorced and moved home. I grew up with my nephews. And they were hurting, but they didn't talk to me about it. I had my parents, so I was out of touch with how they felt. My life and their life was totally different. But they grew up in a loving home, but they needed their dad, their real dad, with their mother. They didn't get that. I got that, but they didn't get that. They were living with their grandparents. See, the grandparents is one, that's better than nothing. But a child needs his parents on one accord with God. When that happens, you're able to, when you walk in the love of God, you see more than you do when you're in darkness. It's hard to come out of forms of darkness. It's hard to shake those feelings of hurt. It's hard to be free in your heart when things are troubling. And a lot of people have all these problems. And I learned that you can dig deep. You can go in God's presence. And whatever you lacked in this life, whatever made your life abnormal, Jesus Christ can give you wisdom and strength and might and counsel, you'll be able to live a better life than people who had everything, though you had nothing. And I know what I'm talking about because things that I lacked, things that I didn't know, God made the difference. So I feel light as a feather. I'm learning from the Lord and things are going well and I'm progressive. My problems are being solved. Not all of my problems are solved, but they are being Saul, from glory to glory. And I know that I'm going to be fine. And things are being paid off. Things are working. The Lord is with me. And I know that he's with me. It's not just something I read about. It's something I'm experiencing. And this is for all of God's people. Anybody can do this. If you can give God your attention, you can walk on clouds. You can live above the snake line. You know, Pierre Stone taught about the snake line. There are certain parts of a mountain that snakes just can't go up that high. It does something to their respiratory system or whatever. They don't like being up. That different types of snakes only go so far in elevation. So the mountain men, they draw a line. And that's just, you wouldn't know that unless you lived, you know, in the mountains, like in West Virginia, or heard about it, because the snakes only go so far. Well, in this, in darkness, if you learn God's word and the Holy Spirit guides you, he'll show you how to live far above the snake line. When people are living in strife and confusion, you're living far beyond that. And you see how, you know how to do it. You know how to live. Now, even if you try to explain it to people, they still can't relate to it because they never experienced what you're saying. But if they have a relationship with the Lord knows how to take them there. If they can, anybody that can pay attention to the Lord and give God their undivided attention. And so many people are so busy trying to make ends meet and so busy trying to make things work. And their children are sorry and they have to raise their grandchildren. And their attention is so divided that they never give God their full attention. I don't care what's going on in your life. You got to go to a place and give God your attention. If you don't know how to do it, you have to learn how. And if you do, you're gonna prosper. I'm not talking about financially, though that's the lowest form of prosperity. But you will prosper in your emotions, you'll prosper in your health, you'll gain the wisdom of God. And you see, if the Holy Spirit came to give you knowledge and wisdom and counsel and might and teach you about the fear of the Lord, why aren't people going there? And the Holy Spirit came to do precisely that. They don't have a relationship. But Daniel said, they that do know the Lord their God will be strong and do exploits. Why? Because God is with them, and they know God is with them, and God is moving in their life and showing them how to get out of traps and how not to ever be trapped. But see, when I went to church, when I went to the Holiness Church, the Pentecostal church, everything was God. Things, if you're going through something, that God is using that to teach you something. Now, how stupid is that? That's stupid, because God don't do evil things to teach you something. He gave you his word. He gave you the fivefold ministry. And it's only as good as they're giving their attention. And he gave us these wonderful things so that we can be one in him. Not just one with each other, but one with Christ. We need to be doing just what Christ did. And the word, if you're a Christian, the world don't know what being a Christian is like. They think that if you're a Christian, you'll be just like Jesus. Well, that's our goal. And that's attainable. We can be just like Jesus. We can have the Spirit of Christ. We can have the way of God. We can have his ways. We can do whatever, all the miracles he did, we can do. We can change the weather. We have authority to do so. We have authority over animals. We have authority over all the works of darkness. We have authority over. We have authority over Satan. We can stop Satan at our will. We can stop his works at our will. But because people didn't give God their attention, there's a lot of abilities that you have that you just don't know about. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. And if you want to do these things, you're just going to have to go before the Lord and ask him to teach you. And start with things that's bothering you the most. And ask him how to, and once you get relief, don't stop seeking it. See, sometimes once people get relief, they just quit. Now you can't do God. If you do that, you're not going to be progressive. Once you get relief, continue until you become a master. If you were taking karate because a bully was bothering you, then you learn how to beat up that bully, and then you quit. Well, what's going to happen when a bigger bully comes along? Go on and become a master at all the things that God has for you to master. Go on and know the Lord. Go on and find out what He has to say. Learn His ways. Learn His will. Ask Him all your questions. There are no stupid questions when you're talking to the Holy Spirit. See, if you get things solved, now you can grow. And you can do it by faith. How can you be in faith if you don't understand? How can you be in agreement if you don't understand things? If you don't know how things work, how can you master it? If we're full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, there's no reason a person should come to church and leave the way they came. They shouldn't leave with that same misery. Something ought to be, at least, we should detect it and start praying for that case so we can involve God in their life. At least we can do that. If we don't know, we know that they may have a hard case. And you can't just walk up to people and they give you all their... they're not going to do that. People don't do that. They don't. If they really hurt, they might say ouch. But most people are going to try to be normal. But if they're going through something and you detect it, you can start believing God and involving Him so that they can do well and not terrible. These things are very important. And our abilities are stellar. Our abilities are not cloud level. They are stellar. They are way over the stars. God gave us full authority over Satan, over all the works of darkness. And he's getting away with stuff because the church, people in God's kingdom are not paying God any attention. They're doing traditional things. They're not utilizing what God has given. And we can. And the way we do things, our methods, are far below our mountaintop. It's far below our stellar abilities. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's a shame that people put other things on higher levels than the Word of God. It's a shame we're as limited as we are. When we go to heaven, standing in the presence of God, we're going to understand what we could have done. If we had... You can go to God's presence at your will. You don't have to wait till the rapture happens. And you're going to be sad because you didn't follow through. It's very important. When I'm out of time, but the Lord is not, He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.